MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, January 7, 2025. Both ballot questions were voted down in Linfield. A Beverly man has been arrested in connection with anti-Semitic threats. Partly cloudy, windy, mid-20s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 5.04 p.m. Luke Acton is reporting on itemlive.com. In Linfield, both ballot questions were voted down in Monday's special election to decide on whether the town would fund the Linfield Library Expansion Project and the 10-year Roadway Improvement Initiative. In total, 1,373 Linfield residents voted in the election, with 539 voting yes and 833 voting no on the first question, while 580 voted yes and 789 voted no on the second. This result deviates from how participants in November's town meeting voted that approved progressing these two major projects to a ballot election by a two-thirds majority. Proponents for the library renovation cited a need in the town for spaces that were not offered at the current building, especially for teens and children, and emphasized the importance of a library in a community. Similarly, residents at the town meeting spoke on the disrepair of Linfield's roadways as reason for passing the decade-long project that was calculated to eventually improve road quality drastically. WCVB-TV is reporting that a Beverly, Massachusetts man is accused of making anti-Semitic threats and stockpiling ammunition and a ghost gun. 34-year-old Matthew Skowris threatened to rape Jewish women and encouraged others to shoot people outside synagogues, according to police. Investigators also said a Nazi flag was found in the suspect's bedroom. Police were notified by federal officials that Skowris posted several threats against people of Jewish faith on an online image board. Officials obtained a search warrant for Skowris' home, where they allegedly found several items, including the Nazi flag, a 9mm Glock ghost gun with no serial number, 6 boxes of ammunition, 3 large-capacity rifle magazines, 11 lower receivers for various rifles, other firearm parts, scopes, pistol frames, a jig used for drilling holes into a polymer pistol handle, rifle stocks, and more than $70,000 in cash in his bedroom. More news after this break.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Gloucester Times is reporting that Anne Margaret Ferranti of Gloucester and Carol Daugherty of Taunton, both Democrats, missed the swearing-in ceremony for state representatives and the vote for House Speaker last week. The absences of Ferranti and Daugherty meant they have not been sworn in for the lawmaking term that began January 1. Ferranti told Beacon Hill Roll Call that she was absent due to a medical issue. Daugherty told the news service that she was not in attendance for Wednesday's session because she was ill. Governor Mara Healey plans to swear in Ferranti at noon Wednesday, and her office said details on the plans for Daugherty to be sworn in would be forthcoming. Newburyport Daily News reports the Smithsonian National Museum of American History last week confirmed that ownership of the iconic William Pitt statue, the only remaining figure from the 1801 Lord Timothy Dexter House, has been transferred to the Museum of Old Newbury. Though the statue has been on loan to the museum since it was part of an exhibition in 1994, its future remained unclear until the January 2 declaration, according to Museum of Old Newbury Executive Director Bethany Groff Dorau. In sports, in high school basketball last night, Peabody topped Marblehead 56-43. Masconomet was led by a 31-point performance by Jimmy Farrell in its 85-63 win over Danvers. The Chieftains are now 6-1 under first-year coach Jacob Morales. Swampscott improved to 5-0 in the season with an 89-64 win over Saugus. The Big Blue were led by 31 points from Connor Chiarello. In girls basketball last night, it was Saugus 34, Swampscott 33, Peabody over Marblehead 56-32, and Masconama topped Danvers 45-24. In boys hockey, Linfield scored a 6-1 win over Rockport. Linfield's Owen Considine had 3 goals and 2 assists. Also last night, Wakefield notched a 4-1 win over the Peabody Saugus Swampscott co-op team. After losing 3 in a row, the St. John's Prep hockey team bounced back over the weekend with a 5-0 win over Malden Catholic. The tough schedule continues this week, according to Eagles coach Christian Hansen.
Peon's an on-league game for us. They just played St. Mary's over the weekend, and St. Mary's beat them 3-0, which, you know, still is a pretty tight game, and St. Mary's is a pretty strong team this year. So we know Wednesday is going to be a difficult game, and then, you don't like to look too far ahead, but Shrewsbury this year, I think they're 6-7-1 right now. They have arguably the best forward in the state in Ben Yalkin, who's committed to Bowdoin. They're going to be a really, really tough out conference game. So that's, and it's on the road in Marlboro. So we have a tough week.
That's St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen. Celtics were off last night. They returned to action tonight in Denver against the Nuggets. Bruins also had the night off, and tonight they host the Oilers at the Garden. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.